No! 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 Louder! No! Louder! No! 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 No!
Our first speaker is Dr. Henry Clark with the West County Tuxass Coalition. Please welcome Dr. Henry Clark. Thank you.
Greetings of peace, brothers and sisters. I'm with an organization called the West County Tuxass Coalition in Richmond, California, that is fighting the Chevron Corporation and their stranglehold on local government as well as on the federal government. The Bush administration is dead set on going to war against the people of Iraq. They're telling us that they must disarm Saddam Hussein because he has weapons of mass destruction, that he has attacked his own people, that he has violated UN resolutions. Well, let's just look at the facts. It seems to me, as I recall, that the United States dropped bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki and not only has weapons of mass destruction then, but have them today. And their allies, like Britain, has weapons of mass destruction, but that's okay. It seems to me also, as I recall, that the United States government dropped bombs on the Moon family in Philadelphia. As I recall also, it was the United States government that gave smallpox-infested blankets to the Native American Indians. It was the United States government that experimented on black men in the Tuskegee experience on untreated syphilis for over 40 years. As far as the UN violations, as I recall, the facts show that not only Turkey have violated numerous UN resolutions, but also the Zionist state of Israel has violated UN resolutions. But I don't see the United States going and attacking them, those countries. No, because those are the U.S. allies. So let's get down to the real facts of what this war is all about. What it's about is those 800 billion barrels of oil in Iraq. That's what it's all about. It's about neutralizing any countries in the Middle East so the United States can control and dominate that area. It's about eliminating any opposition to Israel in the Middle East, which is the United States ally. That's what it's all about. And I'm here to add my voice to the hundreds and thousands of people all over this country who are going to be protesting today to say no to the war against Iraq. I will not support any unjust war, just like I resisted the Vietnam War, and I will not support this unjust war. The bottom line is this here. The people of Iraq is not the enemy. No, the main enemy is here at home. This is an imperialist war of aggression against the people of Iraq, and I said not a penny, not a dime, not a man, not a woman to the U.S. war machine. The main enemy is at home. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Henry. That was Henry Clark from the West County Tuxass Coalition. Let's give him another big hand. From standing up here, we can see that from all directions, people are pouring into the Civic Center. And hundreds of thousands of people, as Henry said, are demonstrating today across the United States. But millions of people are demonstrating in every country in the world. Already today, people have marched and rallied in Calcutta. in Bangkok, in Tokyo, in Bangladesh, in all the occupied cities of occupied Palestine, in Ramallah and Jenin and Gaza. They've marched in Amman and in Cairo, where to march means to take your life into your hands. And a million people were expected today in Madrid. People are marching in every city in Italy and every major city in Canada. And we could go on and on and on, because the world today, again, says no to war. No war! No war! No war! No war!
No war!
No war!
No war!
No war!
Our next speaker is someone who has put a great deal of energy, time, and work into this demonstration, and into all the demonstrations that have come before it, and to many other progressive activities over the last year and many years. His name is Mario Santos. He's a spokesperson for Bayan USA, the New Patriotic Alliance of the Philippines. He's a Filipino activist and a member of the Answer Steering Committee. Mario.
Sisters and brothers, Filipinos, under the banner of Bayan International, once again join the millions of people who are gathering in many cities throughout the world in opposition to the U.S. imperialist war of aggression against the Iraqi people. We made history last February 15-16. Over 20 million people came out in over 600 cities across seven continents to declare a resounding no to war. Because the protests were so massive and so widespread, the imperialist war makers have momentarily delayed carrying out their dastardly plan to unleash their weapons of mass destruction upon the people of Iraq. But the ominous clouds of war still hover above. The U.S. war of aggression is by no means just against the sovereign nation of Iraq. Bush has, in the name of carrying out the war on terror, also demonized nationalist leaders and opponents of imperialism, like Professor Jose Maria Sison, and genuine national liberation movements, like the New People's Army and the Moral Islamic Liberation Front. With the cooperation of Philippine puppet President Arroyo, the U.S. has done its best to torpedo effectively the peace process between the two movements and the Philippine government. They have waged an all-out war against the Bangsa Moro people in Mindanao. And as I speak today, there are more than 150,000 Muslims rendered homeless. In flagrant violation of the Philippine Constitution, Bush is dispatching thousands of U.S. troops to the Philippines. U.S. troops are being ready to square off against these movements, both of whom stand in the way of the real objectives of the United States in the region, which is to re-secure its military presence in the Philippines, keep China in check, and dominate the South China Sea Basin, where the world's largest reserves of natural gas are located. The U.S. war of terror is not just limited to the war abroad. You know that it's a war against the working people of this country, no less. The U.S. government's policies have produced an unmistakable climate of fear, heightened racism and racial profiling among the people that have victimized immigrant communities like ours and people of color. But we can beat back these real forces of evil, the forces of imperialism that are whipping up this frenzy of war and hate. Let us continue to close ranks across class, race, and national divides. Let us redouble our efforts to stop this imperialist war. Long live the people of the world! Long live international solidarity! Thank you.
Thank you. As more and more people continue to arrive, let's keep the program moving. I'm here to introduce a member.
guys to answer for having me up here. I think this is an important mobilization. It represents millions of people around the world taking a correct stance against U.S. imperialism and aggression throughout this world against oppressed peoples, not only abroad, but those inside of U.S. borders. We thank people for coming out today. People are here for different reasons. Some are here as pacifists. Some are here as atheists. Some are here for religious reasons. But people are here to take a principled stand against an unjust war against the peoples of the planet Earth led by U.S. aggression and terror. I'm a member of the African People's Socialist Party that can attest to what the United States has done to African people, not only abroad, but those inside the U.S. borders. 2 million African people are locked up inside of prisons as I speak right now. California prison system has the third largest prison system on the planet Earth, right here in California. This land that we stand on is land that is stolen from the indigenous people. This is the war that is happening right here against oppressed peoples around the world. What we see in Iraq is another front of the U.S. imperialist aggression against oppressed peoples of the planet. We hope that people who unite with this peace movement can understand this. It is not just the war against Iraq. Iraq represents one front of a whole war against people in North Korea, people in Colombia, people in the Philippines, people wherever you see oppressed people struggling for national liberation. You see the U.S.-led imperialists trying to call them terrorists. The real terrorists is the U.S. war machine right here. We have to take a principled stand. We have to. Right here inside of San Francisco, there's a big shakeup in the police department. This police department represents the public policy of police containment right here in San Francisco of the African population. The same can be said in Oakland, California, where the city of Oakland just settled for $11 million to pay for the rioters who abused the African community inside of Oakland. You don't have to take my word for it. Go over to the city jail and look at the population there. Go to the county jail inside of Alameda County and look at the makeup of the jails there. Not only do we take a position against the war in Iraq, which we should, we take a position correctly and properly against the war happening right here inside the U.S. borders. Do we want a peace movement that talks about maintaining the status quo of a nation that was built on genocide, slavery, and oppression? Or do we want to talk about a peace movement in which the Africans and Mexicans and other colonized people help to raise the question that a movement for social justice must be based on liberation, and then we can talk about true peace. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bakari. So I just wanted to see if you guys, been keeping up with the news lately? You know what's going on? Bush is planning a summit for tomorrow of the three leaders of the United States, Britain, and Spain. It's kind of a joke. It's like, we're going to plan a summit to plan for the future, but we're leaving out every single country that is opposed to what we're doing. We aren't going to include anyone else. And not only that, they're going to have it in the Azores Islands. Does anyone know where that is? It's a colony of Portugal. It's not even being held on any of those three countries' land. They are so afraid of public opinion. They are so afraid of what the people in their own countries are saying that they can't have their summit in their own country. So we're making a change. We're making a change. Next up, I want to introduce Edgar, Marcelo, and Danilo Perez. Edgar is a political refugee from Guatemala. He's a victim of U.S. terrorism and foreign policy. And this is his message coming up. Please welcome them.
And as for all on the land that wanted free labor. Slavery was the locust. It worked in their favor. Slave wages and sanctions overseas are starving out. Brown folk like me, corporate bigots are parasites. All their words are racist lies. They want to see me rot in prison, but heck, I'm saying blind folk will stop my mission. We're bound to rise up with a strong brown fist. We will never comply. We'll forever resist. We refuse to kill for you. We refuse to die for you.
We don't let you hide the truth behind the red light.
In the state, oh Lord, this is something we won't ignore. Globalization, new world order, imperialist bullshit, covering up borders all over the world. They're targeting people like me with a preemptive strike on the Iraqi. They're the only ones who have dropped a bomb. I gotta watch them more so than Saddam. They wanna stomp all on our dreams. The Pinochet borders never meant a thing. I see they try to silence our boys, but we just have to bring the noise. We know the time. We see their crimes. We have open minds that don't keep us blind. My son is not your soldier. He's a modern day Mayan warrior.
Fred Shorter! Thank you. Thank you again for everybody that came. All of these rallies, we are making a big difference in stopping the war effort. You see it all over, and we continue to do it. I have a message here written from a friend and brother of mine inside prison. His name is Leonard Peltier. As I was reading it, earlier he mentioned a friend of ours, one of the chiefs, Taradaw, who was the head chief of the Six Nations, the Haudenosaunee people. This country took their rules from their government, their style, but they failed to listen to what this chief at the end is saying. Their way has always brought their people together, and it's a tree of peace. That's what rules the Haudenosaunee people, the tree of peace. The United States government has not heard that part. They never brought it into Congress when they adopted their way. So at the end, when you hear me mention Chief Leon Shenandoah, he went on. What he says, remember the words I just mentioned. And this is a message from Leonard Peltier, who's been incarcerated, for standing up, just like you're standing up, for rights since 1975.
Hey, you know what? I was there! And full blooded Sioux Indian right here! I was there!
The message from Leonard Peltier. Thank you for giving me a chance to share a part of myself on this day of peace. It is important that you have taken this time out of your day and your busy life to share with the world your commitment to peace and a vision for change. This may be the most important thing that you may ever do. This day is no different than the day in 1975 when I stood up to the FBI assisted violence on the Pine Ridge Reservation. What is at stake now is a very different from then. It's not very different from then. The American government strongly armed the people of Pine Ridge too. Their interest wasn't to protect the indigenous people living in strife and poverty, who even to this day can't make ends meet, but to support multinational corporations that are even now are the only after the natural resources from the land rich in uranium. This mentality that might makes right is nothing new. This administration is turning back the clock and is doing nothing but playing cowboys and Indians. Let's be honest. There is much to be gained by taking Iraq by force for the U.S., for the multinational corporations, and very little, if anything, of the administration actions is about liberating Iraq's people from the dream that they're under. Iraq oil is the key. It means everything to the so-called war on terror. But the greed doesn't end there. Reports in the last few weeks show private American corporations, profiteers like Vice President Dick Cheney, former employer, are already in place, ready to take government contracts to rebuild a war-ravaged country blown apart by American bombs and to service military personnel that is this administration plans to house there, an occupation force then. War is good for business, and all of this will be paid for by you, the American taxpayers. The world is crying out for unity and greater understanding of our Arab brothers and sisters. Without dialogue, how else will we come to understand the conflicts in the Middle East? The French, who have plenty of experience in the Middle East, now avoid the Iraqs, will now succumb to the American democracy in our lifetime. In this, the Iraqi people are no different than indigenous people everywhere. And like with indigenous people of this country, an understanding of tribal affiliate fractions within the Arab world is needed. Respect their culture and spiritual beliefs is required. Acknowledgement of their sovereignty is fundamental. America may choose to ignore our efforts today, but we, the people, will carry the wounds of killing innocent people in the name of American might. My own case ended in a violent action by the United States government and the FBI. In whose interest was this done? For the people of the Pine Ridge Reservation? For Native people throughout this land? For indigenous people throughout the world? In the interest of the American public, this sort of aggression nearly destroyed my people. Let my life serve as a reference point to all of you today. I urge you to consider the knowledge of Indian people gained in the face of terrorism. If we had unified early on, worked together rather than separate nations, we may have prevailed. We must encourage our allies, the world's nations who are opposed to military action, to come together in unity. These are our brothers and sisters, aunties and uncles we go to bomb. They are with us and part of us. We are them, together in this great circle of life. I encourage you all to continue together. Unite. Speak with one voice. Say no to war. And here's the message I wanted to about the chief. I leave with you the words of an Iroquois leader, Leon Shenandoah. I am working for the creation. I refuse to take part in destruction. Miigwech.
Long live the indigenous people of the Americas! Yeah. Long live Senator Felcher! You know,